Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is another part of our Classics Collection, a series of select rebroadcasts. You know, some programs need to be brought back and heard again because of their impact. This is one of those. I'm joined today with my featured guest. Her name is Deanna Wallace. What she does is impacting many lives, but you've got to hear her story to find out the depth from where it comes, her love, and the hope she brings. Here's Deanna Wallace. Several years ago, I was in China with a friend on a business trip. The hotel we stayed at allowed us to see some very happy couples who were there to pick up their adopted son or daughter. It was a special look, an opportunity for us to peer into the heart of another perspective that most people don't see. They're in another country with couples so happy to have their little baby in a stroller, having their meals at the hotel and talking with them while we ate. And they went on and on about the process, and with a glint in their eye, the thrill of their hopes being set forth for what they looked forward to in the days to come with their new child. It reminds me today, it reminds me of how much of a blessing it is, not only for us to live in Hawaii, but for us to have opportunities here in the islands for something very special directly related to adoption. And as I thought about adoption, as you hear our featured guest today, and you hear her passion, and you hear the voice of someone whose passion goes beyond just intellectual interest, but a passion of life, a passion of heart, who has become a specialist, an expert. I came across a couple of poems, this one by Chris Laughlin, and it's entitled, How Could You Know? And it goes like this. As you lay sleeping far away, as still as you could be, how could you know the joy today this photo brings to me? A few short weeks and you'll be mine, and I will soon be we. How could you know the love I feel? It's something you can't see. So have sweet dreams, my precious babe. Sleep well and tenderly. Some say that you're the lucky one. How could you know it's me? How Could You Know by Chris Laughlin. Here's another one, The Gift of Life. The author is unknown. But check this out. I didn't give you the gift of life, but in my heart, I know. The love I feel is deep and real, as if it had been so. For us to have each other is like a dream come true. No, I didn't give you the gift of life. Life gave me the gift of you. I want you to know that in our show, in our broadcast, it's all about bringing hope to people. Hope in times of dire straits, in times of crisis, in critical moments, in those even mundane days when you feel like here's another day that I need to trudge through and live through, but to bring hope and an uplift for you in the name of Jesus. Because it's the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would come to know him and you will experience the fullness of what God has always intended your life to be. And it's possible for you to experience that through faith in Jesus Christ. Deanna Wallace is the supervising director of Hope, Inc. Hope in the Name of Christ, Hawaii. And she's going to share how God's love transformed her life and how she's opened her home to over 100 foster children. She's currently the mother of 12 children, 2 of them biological, and 10 of them adopted. Hope, Inc. is composed of compassionate, interdenominational Christians who form a culturally diverse team, multi-ethnic families, who encourage each person to celebrate their God-given and unique ethnicity and life calling. Hope, Inc. is a faith-based nonprofit 501c3 organization, does not charge for available services. Hope, Inc. believes that children should never be a commodity and that families should not be denied services based on their income. She and her organization, Hope, Inc., are bringing that very word, hope, to children and families, and I'm very, very pleased. It is a real pleasure, Deanna, to have you as our special guest today.
Thank you, Danny. Welcome
to our show, Deanna. I know we've got to get into it because I've heard your story online, I've watched it online, but tell us where you grew up.
I grew up in Oregon, in a farming community.
And what was your childhood like?
I had a really great childhood. I was really blessed. I had 3 brothers, and I was the oldest, so I got to be in charge, so they thought. Mm-hmm. But no, I had a really great childhood. I had wonderful parents, and I grew up on a farm, and we had horses and cows and sheep and pigs. Mm-hmm. And it was really awesome. And I was a babysitter for a lot of different people in the neighborhood. And so it was actually that got me interested in. I think that through caring for the neighbor's children really is how God let me know what his purpose for my life was. Because I babysat for some children in a neighborhood whose parents had left them. And I took care of them while we waited for the child welfare social workers to come pick them up. And that made a huge impact on my life.
So tell us, now you grew up in Oregon. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a dream childhood around, mm-hmm. It's like right on a farm around animals. Mm-hmm. And around babies, you were entrusted with the care of people's children. Mm-hmm. And what was it like now growing up? How did things unfold in your life?
Well, I made some bad choices as a teenager. And I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I experienced a date rape. And so after that, I was pregnant, and I made some more really difficult choices, and my baby died. And that was very painful for me, very, very hard, because I'd been babysitting all the neighbor mm-hmm, kids for mm-hmm. Forever and had so much looked forward to being a mother. I really thought that that was the ultimate call in life, was to be a mother. And I still do. I believe it's the ultimate call for a woman to be a mother.
And this happened when you were still a teenager?
Yeah, I was 17, 18 at that time.
Hmm. How did you cope? How did you make it through?
Well, I didn't cope very well for a while. I turned to drugs, and that was the hippie days. That lets you know how old I am. But back in those days, there was a cultural revolution going on, and I was in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
I left the safe, wonderful farm and started hitchhiking around the United States. And when I was in California, I actually got raped again with a gun to my head.
Hmm.
And that was, I mean, I know now, I didn't know God then, but I know now that God saved my life on several occasions, not only that occasion.
Hmm.
And so, not much later, someone picked me up in a van when I was hitchhiking and took me to church. And I came to know the Lord. I heard the gospel message for the first time.
You know, I was, it sounds like a, movie should be made. I mean, I know you haven't even told, you know, the whole of it. But so by this time, you're about how old?
I was 18, 19.
So 18, 19 years old, you're hitchhiking.
And I was searching, Danny, I was searching. I was searching for somebody, someone to fill my life. Because although I had a wonderful family, I didn't know who I was supposed to be, what I was supposed to do with my life. And I was really lonesome. I wanted someone to do it with. I wanted someone to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I thought it had to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had to be a young man. I had to find the right guy. And so I did. I found the right guy. And that's Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this person that picked you up, how did you meet this person that picked you up to take you to church?
Well, I was hitchhiking.
Okay.
I had been taking speed for several days and hadn't eaten anything. And I was on the freeway in California, Southern California. And I was hitchhiking. And I got picked up by Chuck Girard.
Chuck Girard?
Yeah.
You got picked up by Chuck Girard?
Yeah, I did. But, of course, he was nobody then.
You know, Chuck Girard, I mean, he's one of my heroes.
He's one of my heroes, too.
One of my favorite songs is Sometimes Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Yeah,
but so he picked me up.
Okay.
And, and so we're in the van. And it's those old vans that have the engine in between the front seats.
Okay.
And there were, and I'm just like bouncing around because I'm on speed. And he has all kinds of music instruments in the back of his van, of course, speakers and guitars. But I'm just real nervous because I'm on speed. So I pick up things and look at them. So there's this little red booklet on the sitting on the engine there and the engine cover, and I feel, you know, it was the little Bible tracks, those little red Bible tracks. And so I looked at it and I didn't even read it because I was so strung out on speed. And then I put it down and then he asked me, "Do you know Jesus?" And I said, "Of course, I'm Catholic."
Hmm.
I went to Catholic school. And he said, No. "Do you know that Jesus wants to be everything to you? He wants to be your lover. He wants to be your best friend. He wants to fill every need in your life." And I was like, attitude city. Hmm. I said, "How can he do that? He's hanging on the cross."
Hmm.
And so he just began to talk to me and got my attention. He invited me to his house, and he was at that time living with the Love Song music group that was doing worship music at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.
Wow.
And so they served me dinner, and it was to me like a feast from heaven. I'll never forget. I remember the things we ate. It was very special. And the band members and their wives and their they were there was so much love there. I saw love. I saw real love.
As you're listening to Deanna Wallace share her story. And we're just getting started here, but I want you to just take in. Just take in about God's love and how immense, how grand, how great the love of God is. She felt it there at the dinner table. His banner over me is love. That comes to mind, Deanna, as I'm listening to you. And I can't help but to think that there are people that listen to our show and they're searching too, mm-hmm. to fill, searching for someone, something to fill the deep void in their heart. They're grasping, they're just stretching and scratching to find hope, to know that there is someone. And we're here by divine appointment. You're listening by divine appointment to be reminded that God knows you and He loves you. You're on His mind, you're on His heart. And like Chuck Gerard said to Deanna Wallace, Jesus can fill every need that you have. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Deanna Wallace.
Namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so glad that you're with us today. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a special rebroadcast program, which is part of the Classics Collection of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more or to get the rest of the show, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and access other resources for living the good life and even to find out, just like how you listen to what our guest has to say, what it meant for her to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, how you can experience a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's more with our featured guest, Deanna Wallace. Before our break, we were talking to Deanna. She was just really, like I said, that one snapshot. I think that alone is stuff of movies. But Deanna, you're living a life right now that came from a great deal of pain and a great deal of dependence and need. And God brought you through so much. You became a Christian at that time. What was it like? There you are in the van. Then you come to this banquet feast with other Christians, and you're feeling the love of God. How did you make a decision in your heart to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Well, it was interesting. That night, I went to church with the music group, the Love Song, and they were doing worship at Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa. And Chuck Smith preached a sermon, and he, of course, at the time, I didn't even know the vocabulary word sermon. But he spoke, and then he asked if there were people who wanted to make Jesus their Savior. And I didn't understand that language didn't compute in my brain, because I hadn't heard that before. And so I remember the place was packed out, Danny. It was packed out. You couldn't even walk. It was like wall. Well, actually, the walls went out into the yard. The walls weren't. They were pulled back, and there was kids who looked like me, like hippie kids, sitting everywhere. And so I was in this crowd sitting on the floor, and I just I remember thinking, I got to figure this out. I got to find out about this. You know, what is this? This is hope. But, you know, I got to think about this. And then the next thing I knew, I was on my feet walking forward. I did not consciously decide to stand up and walk forward, but I found myself walking forward. And right then I knew that God touched me. I knew it had to be real. That was a supernatural experience. Boy. And that day changed my life. Interestingly enough, in my little backpack that I carried with me was a Bible, because about a week before, somebody's auntie who I visited gave me a Bible, and to be nice to her, because she'd let me crash at her place for a few days, I took the Bible, but I didn't even know. I mean, I had never read a Bible or anything. And so when they asked me, you know, they prayed for me to accept Jesus my Savior, they asked me if I needed a Bible, and I was like, oh, I think I have one, you know.
Yeah,
so I had one.
Right.
And so then I started reading, and still traveling around and still doing my own thing for a few months, actually for about 6 months. And everywhere I went, everything I did, God just kept putting himself before me and speaking to me. I started hearing his voice from the reading of the word. I started meeting people who were going through the same kind of spiritual awakening as, So.
Wow. You know, Deanna, as you're sharing that, I can't help but to think that and feel God is so big. He's such a big God, bigger than any problem, bigger than any challenge, bigger than any addiction, bigger than any hopelessness. God is a great, great God. And the Lord enlarges our hearts for our listeners, our community of listeners that's growing. And not all of them are followers of Christ. Some people are just searching. But, you know, like you said, the Lord was just at each stopping point, as it were, for you at that time in your life. And I just want to remind you today that as you're hearing this amazing story, The story extends even to you because it's a story of God's love. And God's love is so vast, it extends into the very heart and depth of your issue right now. And it extends into the deep darkness of a hopeless life, or a frustrated life, or a depressed life. Mm-hmm. And God can pull you through. He can help you through that. And all you need to do is trust Him. And maybe today, there's someone who would want to just say, you know what, Danny? I'm like Deanna. I don't even know the answers. If there was a way to walk forward, I believe I'd probably be walking forward. But in my heart, I want to open my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I think the Lord is open to you too. And it would be a beautiful thing for us to just be able to lead you even in a prayer on air. Just call us at 296-5467 and we would pray with you. But for others who may just need a prayer. You know, sometimes, Deanna, we have guests that come in, and just the level of faith, even in the studio, just I could feel it rising for breakthroughs, for turnarounds. You know, God is a turnaround specialist, right? Yeah. He's into redemption, right? Our God. And He can redeem even the most despicable plight that someone may be in. So I want you to call us. We can pray with you. We can pray for you. 296-5467. So now, Deanna, you become a Christian. And now how do we bridge this gap now between you become a Christian and here you are today, the supervising director of an organization that is literally in Hawaii, serving Hawaii. So this is a little different than adopting babies in other countries, right? This is servicing the islands. Tell us a little bit about how, from becoming a Christian to where you are today.
Well, earlier in the show, Danny, you mentioned about our God-given purpose. And when we are lost in our hopelessness, we don't know what our purpose is, for the most part. And I didn't. And so when I came to the Lord and He began to reveal Himself to me, then He also began to reveal His purpose. Because God doesn't make mistakes. Everything that we go through in our life, God allows us to go through. And He is preparing to use us. And once we give our hearts to Him, He begins to use us, no matter where we're at.
And would you even say that He uses the bad stuff too?
He sure does. The Word of God says that He takes what is bad and He turns it around for the good for those that love God. And even the most horrible things that happened to me in my life, God is using those things for good. And so through coming to know Him and growing with Him, He revealed to me what His plan and purpose is for my life. I didn't know what it was back then, but gradually He began to show me that definitely to be a mother is a very high calling, and that's what He had called me to do.
Yes.
Because I have to say, you know, with a Catholic background, I seriously considered becoming a nun when I came to the Lord, right? And so I could have done that easily. But the Lord pointed me a different direction. It was motherhood that He pointed me towards. But He made it real clear that my husband and I were to be available to adopt children that other people would not adopt. And so through that experience, through doing that, our lives have been full of purpose. And we got to a place where our quiver was getting fuller and fuller. So as we prayed, we asked the Lord what to do. The Word of God says the poor will always be with us. Well, there will always be children standing alone without families as well. And so how do we find families for the children who are standing alone? Well, we have to go out to our Christian brothers and sisters and ask them if they won't open their home as well. So as our quiver became full, we decided to start the the Hope Inc. ministry.
When did it start?
About 12 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you've got some stories to tell about that. And when we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from Deanna Wallace. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, things like some common questions that people ask and some of the services that they provide at Hope Inc. And also, what are some problems that people face in adoption? But more than the problems, what are some of the solutions to make it all work out? What kind of things does God provide to this very special organization? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Deanna Wallace.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's good to have you with us today. This is a special rebroadcast program. If you're just coming in and listening, you might be thinking, how can I get the rest of the show? How can I hear more of it or the whole thing? Well, that's very easy. All you need to do is go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and go ahead and click on or search for Deanna Wallace, or just go and look. Her picture will be right there on the website. And you can go ahead and listen to the whole show. More than that, you can even get your friends and family to listen, because you might be thinking as you're listening, that can relate to my brother or sister, my relative or friend. You know, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is made possible because people have been very generous in giving to make programs like Deanna Wallace's feature available for you. And what you could do, as you go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, do what others have done. You can go there, and if you feel a tug on your heart, or feel a leading to participate or partner with us and donate and give to make this program available to others, just go ahead and click onto the partners section. And there you can actually see a list of our corporate partners and a list of our church partners, who they are, their web links. You might even own a business or be a member or leader in a church, or maybe even be a pastor of a church. You can even go to church partners and see who they are and how to be a partner. We have some information there. Maybe you might just want to make a one-time donation. You can go ahead and click the Make a One-Time Donation tab. And there's others who may want to become a monthly donor, a monthly sponsor of our ministry. Somebody might say, well, I don't want to do it online. Can I write a check? Well, you can go ahead and donate by check as well. All that information is there online for you under our partners tab at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Well, let's go straight back now to more from Deanna Wallace. Deanna, tell us about, so 12 years, but tell us about the organization.
Okay. First of all, I should mention that 7 years before we came to Hawaii, we were missionaries in Japan, and we were working with international adoptions. And so earlier in the show, you talked about your experience in China.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to help a lot of families adopt children from China.
So, but now, tell me about, you say us. Who's us?
So at that time, I was working with some YWAM missionaries.
Okay.
And the name of that organization is Crown Child Placement International.
I see.
Nancy and Terry Steinkamp, awesome, awesome couple.
Okay.
I learned so much from them. And while we were in Japan, we adopted three girls. And we adopted, one of those girls came from a Japanese orphanage. Mm. And so, well, actually, two of those girls came from Japanese orphanages, excuse me. And so we already had four boys, two adopted and two biological. So,
you know, I want to find out about this special man in your life, your husband. How did all that happen? You know, help me bridge the gap between, you know,
well, I told you the story of how I came to know the Lord.
Right.
And then I began to feel what my purpose was. But I hadn't graduated from high school.
Okay.
And so, you know, I really began to pray and ask the Lord what I was supposed to do. And he provided a group of Christians for me to live with. And he provided, miraculously, for me to go to a junior college after having not graduated from high school. And so I got to go to the junior college. I took the tests and I just like got in, which is a miracle because I was not a good student in high school. And so long story short is that I was living with a group of Christian girls, and across the street was a house full of Christian boys. And they had a ministry in the town, and this was in Bellingham, Washington, and I met my husband there. And he was committed to serving the Lord, and I was committed to serving the Lord. And so God brought us together, and he's an awesome, wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine anybody else could ever live with me.
Now, what a special calling you have. And sometimes there's an element, and sometimes that element is very strong where the spouse needs to be aware of that calling and embrace that calling as a whole. It's a part of who you are, where you're going, and you go together.
That's right. So I think it's almost 37 years that we've been married.
Mm.
And it's been, we've had our ups and downs, but God has kept us together, serving the Lord together.
And that's interesting. Tell me a little bit about, okay, because you have a son who's 38, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So tell us how that all worked.
Okay. So I told you that I had been pregnant as a teenager and that baby died.
Yes.
And then after we got married, God blessed us with little Obadiah. And we were so thrilled. And then after that, we lost two babies. So by that time, I had lost three babies. The doctors were saying I would never be able to give birth again, and that they thought that I should be happy that I had one child. But I really knew God had called me. In fact, I thought he'd called me to nine kids. I found out he'd called me to more. But anyway, at that time, I thought it was nine.
A lot more.
So we just kept praying, and miraculously, we were able to give birth to little Josiah. He's not little anymore. He's about 6'5 or 6'4 or something.
Wow.
And so then after that, I had two wonderful sons. We were very involved in a church. We were in Bible school. We were elders in training. And we went to church. But so, I didn't get to share the gospel with the lost because I was always in church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I asked the Lord, oh, come on, open a door for me. I've got to share this passion. I've got to share about your love. I can't live without telling people about you. And the door he opened was our front door because we became foster parents. And my wonderful husband and I had lots of foster children come and go, and some of them we adopted. So our oldest son, who's 38, he was one of the children that we adopted. He was one of our foster children, and his brother was with him, so we adopted both of them. And so that's, and then when we were in Japan and we adopted, one of the girls we adopted was older. And so that's why we have three children who are older than our biological children.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you sit next to somebody who is in it and doing it day in, day out, there is a level of expertise that comes from the passion. That comes from just hours and hours and hours of dedication. Nobody's counting hours. You're just loving and living and living and loving. And so as these things go, your organization is led by someone who is in the very thick of things. Now, who do you serve specifically? What's the profile of the kind of family or the kind of couple that you would serve?
Well, so I told you that we came here from Japan, and at that time we had been working for Crown Child Placement International. When we got here, we found out that Hawaii did not have a Christian adoption agency that was servicing the children in Hawaii. And we found out that a lot of foster children in the system here were foster children forever. The government is their legal parent. Their biological parents' rights had been terminated, and they, at that time, were not getting adopted very often. In fact, I think the year that we came here, only 36 of the children got adopted. And so we began to pray, and the Lord led us and challenged us that we were to start a Christian foster care adoption agency licensed in Hawaii to service the children in Hawaii, the families in Hawaii. So we have, it's been really a miracle.
Tell us about it.
Well, they're becoming a licensed foster care adoption agency is no small task. And it takes a lot of business know-how, which we don't have. It takes a lot of finances, which we don't have. But God has miraculously provided the people and the resources that we've needed. So we are a licensed foster care adoption agency. And we are an agency that, the only evangelical Christian agency in Hawaii. And we also have had a contract with the Child Welfare Services, Department of Human Services, the state, to find families to adopt foster children that the state has not been able to place. And so that's what we've been doing. And God has been helping us to find families who will open their hearts and their homes to those children who are otherwise languishing in foster care.
Mm. You may be listening and thinking, wow, I need to tell my friend or my sister-in-law or my cousin or my brother about Hope Inc. And we need to get in touch with Deanna Wallace. We need to connect these loved ones of mine with this organization, because I know they've been wanting to adopt. They've been talking about it. They've been praying about it. And this is a real godsend. And how do I get in touch with, how do I put them in touch with Deanna Wallace? Well, you can call the Hope Inc. office. The number is, of course, 808-230-2445. That's 230-2445. 230-2445. Or go online, Hope Inc. That's Hope, I-N-C, Hawaii, .org. Hope Inc. Hawaii, .org. Now, you may also be thinking, it's not my brother-in-law. It's not my sister. It's me. God has been speaking to my heart. I'm feeling a calling. I'm feeling compelled to do something. The Lord's been warming my heart, your heart and the heart of your spouse, to do something, to open up your home. Well, again, 230-2445. And some of you may be saying, well, how can I help? Is there another way that I can help? Is there a way that I could do something? Is there a way I can give something? Can I, perhaps the Lord has put on your heart at this very moment to make a donation, to give, to make a generous gift to Hope Inc. And generous is relative. It's between you and the Lord. And whatever the Lord puts on your heart to do, you can donate online as well. HopeIncHawaii.org. You can even email Deanna Wallace, Deanna Marie, and her name is easy to remember because Deanna is with two E's, D-E-E-A-N-N-A, Marie, at HopeIncHawaii.org. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to hear about some questions, maybe some questions that you've got. And of course, if you've got questions you want to ask them, go ahead and call us at 296-5467. Deanna Wallace is right here in studio. And we'll talk about solving some problems, even in adoption. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Deanna Wallace.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. A big mahalo to our generous partners, our sponsors who have given so generously to make this program available. We're here in a special rebroadcast program of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show as part of our Classics collection. For more information about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now here's more with Deanna Wallace. A special shout out today Kelly Kawazoi Pagaragan, who contacted us via Facebook. Great show today. Always great guest. And a blessed friend, her and her husband Jeff and their family. A local couple, but Facebook all the way from California. It's amazing, you know, today, nowadays, you can communicate so quickly, so fast, and it's like no time lost, and you can still have that deep friendship that you've had with people. So I would say with great diligence, utilize whatever tools that God provides. We can even do that for evangelism, don't you think, Deanna?
We can.
I mean, I know you have a heart to reach people. You know, accessing whatever is out there for us to use and let God use whatever technology for his glory. He can make it very sacred, a sacred tool. Deanna, what are some problems that people face in adoption?
The biggest challenge, Danny, is that most people who adopt, who want to adopt, would prefer to adopt an infant. And understandably so. Infants are sweet and cuddly and they don't talk back. But there are not as many infants available for adoption as there are families who are willing to adopt. On the other hand, the older children who are waiting to be adopted, who stand alone with no families, the number of those children far outweigh the number of families who feel that they can open their home to an older child or a child who has special needs.
Now, what are some of the problems that come about in adopting an older child?
Oh, it's adventurous. There's lots of problems. Mm-hmm. It's so adventurous. I was blessed last night by the Lord giving me patience and understanding when one of my daughters was in my face cussing at me because I wouldn't let her go next door to play with the neighbor kids.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times the children, when you adopt a child who is older, those children have suffered abuse, they've suffered neglect, they have a lot of pain in their lives, a lot of fear, and so they're often belligerent, disrespectful, and actually they're a lot like us when we come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we come to God our Father, and by the way, he adopts us into his family when we come to him.
You know, it seems like I don't know if we can even say it this way, but it's like a distinction of the calling of adoption. I mean, to adopt, I mean, most people think you adopt babies, then if the child is older, then it's foster care. But to adopt a child that is older, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but in my mind, I've always thought, okay, then when you adopt a young child, a baby, and then you can mold that baby because there may be some genetic concerns. There may be whether the baby's mother, was on drugs and those kinds of things. But now you're delving into adopting someone who's already, the character in a lot of ways have been molded or could be twisted even. And then, so what I'm saying is that it seems like a different calling. It's a calling to adopt and a grace to have a capacity for these types of children.
It is a calling. It has to be a calling. You should not do it unless it's a God-given calling. As God accepts us and adopts us into His family unconditionally, no matter what a mess we are, we come to the Lord, drug users, we come to the Lord just a mess. But yet He accepts us unconditionally. And like, these children need, that's what they need. They need to be accepted unconditionally, no matter what their background is, no matter whether they're twisted. Some of them are.
Like in this case with a child, or let's just stretch it out and say, when a child is belligerent, mm-hmm. how have you handled it? Or how would you? Someone might be facing that right now. Someone might be facing it. It's not even an adopted child. It's their own child, you know. Mm-hmm. But if it's an adopted child, you know, how do you handle that?
It's challenging, but with God's help, you have to daily stay in prayer. But when it happens, you have to ask the Lord to help you to not instantly react. Mm. You have to take a deep breath. Take a step back and ask the Lord, God, how would you respond to me when I am belligerent to you, when I am disobedient to you? How do you respond? Does He smack us? No. Does He show us mercy and grace and forgiveness and understanding? Yes. And God wants us as parents, whether it's a biological child or whether it's an adopted child, God wants us as parents to model His character to the children so that the children will know Him as a God of love.
This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Deanna Wallace. If you'd like to learn more about our show or need prayer, I want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of partner churches and partner businesses who are able to help meet your needs. Psalm 115:14 says, "May the Lord cause you to flourish, both you and your children." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Deanna Wallace. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I am Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.